Welcome back here to the Coach's Corner. Again, certainly appreciate your time and joining us on this Saturday morning. Well, let's turn our attention now to the sport of softball. The Western Boone Lady Stars have gotten their season underway. Still very early in the year, and so I'm sure the coach is learning about his kids, and they're probably trying to figure him out as well. Coach Mike Vanderpool is back with us once again. Hello, Mike. How are you?
I'm good, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good to see you. Well, let's just begin with the overall thoughts of who's come back for this year's team and the makeup of this year's team.
Well, like you said, I'm learning them and they're learning me. We got a new look this year. We had a couple girls not come out for softball this year due to track, other reasons. So kind of a new look for us. I've got three freshmen starting, I think two sophomores. But we're led by a very good returning group of Mackenzie Amick, Emily Conyer, Gabby Lewis, and Emma Shirley. Those are my four captains. Two are seniors, two are juniors. So, like I said, the younger ones, they're learning the process, learning mm-hmm. me, and I'm learning them.
Yeah. Again, Mike Vanderpool along with us here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. Let's go back to last year. Your team ended the year on a really strong note, winning the sectional and playing a really competitive regional game.
Yeah, we had a great year last year. You know, you always want that one more game. I felt, you know, we didn't play that well in the regional. Our bats just didn't show up because I really felt the Witco team was weaker than the two teams we faced in the sectional with Seeger and Southmont. Southmont was very strong, had good pitching and very good hitting team. And also the Seeger team was a very good hitting team. So, you know, it's just one of those nights that just didn't work out for us and we didn't show up. But I felt our sectional was much stronger than the regional.
So the girls that you have back from last year's team, have they been motivated this year? Do you see that out of them?
Oh, yes. You know, we started open gyms and stuff, and like I said, we got a lot of new faces, you know, coming up out of junior high and stuff, and they've just really taken it on to lead them, you know, and be positive with them and really, really helping me teach them and learn from the older girls.
Again, we're talking Lady Star softball here on this segment of the Coach's Corner with their head coach, Mike Vanderpool. So, Coach, what do you look for out of the early part of the season? What do you try to evaluate on?
You know, just getting better each day, you know, every practice and from the first game out, you know. You know, you can take a loss to Noblesville. As long as we play, you know, and don't commit errors and stuff, you know, some teams like that, we know they're on a different level. They've got more athletes mm-hmm. and a lot more kids to choose from. As long as we go out there and don't make, you know, silly mistakes and we just kind of play our game and then we go out the next game and just improve each game. And honestly, I've seen that already in the three games we've played. We have improved each game, and I'm really liking what I'm seeing out of the younger girls. They're eager to learn. They're asking questions. They're positive. They're, you know, grasping my coaching style, mm-hmm. you know, and I like that.
Again, we're talking Lady Star softball. So you begin the season with Noblesville, and that's been a traditional opener forever. And then you get into a competition against Sheridan, a game that had to be played over at Grand Park. Had a chance to see your girls play in that contest and competed well and got the win against the Blackhawks.
Yeah, we was just really glad to get that game in right before we went on spring break, you know, especially after playing a team like Noblesville. That's, you know, why my athletic director, you know, really pushed and got us a field over there to play at Grand Park because he knew it was, you know, kind of important for us, you know, to go away with a little momentum, you know, and positivity. So, you know, we played Sheridan and the girls, you know, really stepped it up and played well. And, yeah, I think that momentum carried into when we came back.
And then, of course, you get the break, and then you come back. Not able to play Lafayette Jeff, but you were able to take on Faith Christian. Tell me about that game. You were able to win that easily.
Yeah, I wasn't really not knowing too much what to expect. I don't think we played them last year. I think it might have got rained out. I'm not sure. But 2 years ago, they give us a decent game. You know, that's when we had Hannah, you know, and I remember that game was like 0-0 going into the fourth inning, and they'd got a new coach that year, and this is his third year, so he'd really done some good things with him and stuff. So I seen, you know, on Max Preps that they beat Pioneer 5-4, and so I wasn't knowing too much about him, but, you know, going over there expecting them to play a game. And my girls, you know, we started out, Gabby pitching, she had one heck of a night. She really pitched well, and, you know, that can shut a team down quick and stuff. And we got a couple girls on early, you know, and just ran the bases hard and just forced errors on them.
And what, 16-0 in five? Was that the final?
Yeah, 16-0 in five, yeah. And I, like I said, we just ran the bases hard, and you know, the girls did a great job. And when you get a lead like that, you know, we can do a little more things like bunting and base stealing, delayed steals, and I can give more signs to these younger girls that I might not want to in a more closer competitive game, you know, because if they miss the sign or don't get it right, you know, it can cost us. So I was able to do that, and we played that game with zero errors, and I thought we hit the ball well, and we just played a good game. Like I said, we keep improving. Each game we've played, we've improved.
Well, why don't you go ahead and take us through the infield and outfield and tell us about the girls and the positions they're playing for you.
Well, we'll go through my infield first. So Gabby Lewis is, you know, my number one pitcher, with Michaela Nanos coming in to relieve her. She's going to get quite a bit of pitching time this year. Behind the plate is Emma Shirley. We had to move her from third base to behind the plate, and that's her normal position anyway. She's just a great athlete. She can play anywhere you put her and stuff, but she's a phenomenal catcher. So she's behind the plate. At first base is Michaela Nanos. At second base, I have a freshman, Morgan Grant, and she's just doing a great job, looking for big things out of her this year. So as a freshman, she's really stepped up into her role, and I can see her being a big leader of this team someday. You know, she's taking charge as a freshman in that infield with a lot of upperclassmen and stuff, so she's doing a great job there. And then we have Emily Conyer at shortstop. She's my senior, so she's been there every year. You know, she's just a phenomenal player, knows the game. She's a leader, you know, and really helps teach these younger girls and stuff. She takes that under her belt, you know, and helps teach them and stuff. So I really appreciate that out of her. And then Mackenzie Amick is over at third, which she was playing first base last year. And once again, she's a senior, and she did a phenomenal job. You know, she's just really getting first base down, you know, and mastering it. And she did a great job, and we pulled her over to third because she's just got a good glove and a strong arm, and she's doing a great job there. So that's my infield. And then we go to the outfield. In left field, I got a freshman starting, Paige Walker-Kirby. She's doing good. She's one that's, you know, got a lot of things to learn, but there's a lot of potential there. I think she's a good athlete and is going to be a great player someday, but she's still got quite a bit to learn. And then in center field, Kel Connor, she's a returning player that was in and out of starting varsity last year. You know, she was getting some playing time, but wasn't quite a starter last year. And she's just doing a phenomenal job. She's really fast, and just she's gotten better each day, from open gyms to practices to the games, you know. And the more catches she gets, you know, from the first game, you know, she made a catch, and you can just see that confidence building in her. So every catch she gets, she just keeps getting stronger and quicker and more confident. And then we go to right field. I got another freshman starting, Emma Hosfield, and she's doing a good job. She's eager to learn. She asks a lot of questions, and she's just positive. She's got a lot to learn, but, you know, she's approaching it and taking it the right way by asking and wanting to learn.
Again, we're talking with Mike Vanderpool here on this segment of the Coach's Corner as we look at Western Boone Lady Stars softball. So let's take a look and see what you have coming up in the next week. And right now it looks like you have Brownsburg on Monday, and then you come back and take on North Montgomery on Tuesday and Wednesday. Give me your thoughts about the conference this year, Mike.
Same as usual. Our conference is very tough, you know. It's tough, you know, when you got Tri-West with, you know, the basically number one pitcher in the country, and she's only a junior. That's tough, you know, and we get moved up to 3A, so we're in their sectional this year. So, you know, I feel I got a great pitcher, but Audrey Lowry from Tri-West, you know, she's going to Oklahoma, you know, that says it all. She's really good. So Tri-West, you know, is probably top team in our conference, you know, and Danville's always strong. They're going to be good. And Lebanon, I think, you know, keeps improving. I think they're strong. And Southmont, you know, so those are your top teams there, you know. And you mentioned we play Northmont next week. With that coach over there, he's been building that program, you know. I think every year they keep getting better and better. So they're a sleeper, you know, that if you don't go in with your game on, they can take a game from you. So, yeah, and next week, so we played Brownsburg, and then you said Tuesday. That game has gotten changed to a doubleheader here.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, and thank goodness we got lights now. We can do that. So this is our first year with lights. I heard their fence got damaged from the storms, so they cannot play there. So they're coming here Wednesday, and it's going to be a doubleheader here at Western
Boone. Okay, well, good. So we'll make sure folks know about that. But again, Western Boone will host North Montgomery, two games on Wednesday night. Start time still 5:30.
5:30 and 7:30, yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, very good. Mike Vanderpool, thanks so much for your time, and good luck this season with the Lady Stars.
Thank you, Scott. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Once again, Mike Vanderpool with us here. That will take care of this segment. We'll be back with more. This is the Coach's Corner on Radio Mom.